This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Foundations for you. Gotta compliment Big Ed. He always comes up with some great songs, doesn't he? To open up our show. One of these days, Ed, we probably have to come up with some theme song. Some regular theme song. Maybe it's, you know what, though? It's kind of more fun to have different songs. Anyway, we welcome you to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. Along with Big Ed, thanks for joining us. It is, golly, Friday, January the 15th already. Hey, halfway through the month. You know, the older you get, it's warp speed through the years, I'll tell you. We're going to be talking in a few minutes with Laura Rice of the Heritage Foundation, and we're going to talk about how the United States may soon be facing unlimited illegal immigration with the Joe Biden presidency. Wow. Unlimited illegal immigration? That's going to be interesting, will it not? We're going to also talk about the Biden stimulus plan, which, boy, all sorts of good news. The Biden stimulus plan will cost just under $2 trillion. Let that sink in. $2 trillion. Ed is scratching his head and covering his wallet. While a new Republican congressman who's going to come in, get sworn in, says one of her first acts will be to file impeachment charges against Joe Biden. So we'll talk about that. Ah, boy. Who are we going to talk about that with, Ed? We're going to talk about that with the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Ceraci. Boy, I bet he'll have some thoughts about that one, will he not?
You know, the Dems might actually like that. They can get Kamala in there quicker.
That's right. That's the only thing. It's from the frying pan into the fire. That would be a perfect example of it. And by the way, we're going to do another edition of Campus Quackery. We're going to talk about an Ivy League school that wants to revoke the diplomas of well-known Trump supporters. How's that for your educational, the way of our education these days? Revoking Trump supporters' diplomas. That'll be fun. And in our ultimate top 10. And Ed, you're going to have to figure out this one as number one. The top 10 best songs of 2020, according to Billboard magazine. Okay? See if Ed knows what number one is. By the way, Freedom Works is sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. For you guys in Tampa Bay, if you're looking for the best haircut at the best price, I have looked all over Tampa Bay, and I've been here for about 22 years. Andrew's Master Barbershop is the best place I've ever found. They're in Dunedin on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza. But you got to call them for a reservation. And the number 727-733-3773. 733-3773. Also, as long as we're talking about phone numbers, don't forget Good Morning Clearwater. And if you need a banner or a cards or flyers or, hey, how about a poster? I've got a great banner here. Tracy Allen is quite the artiste. So you can call her and call Paul at 727-330-3212. 330-3212. Okay. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. This illegal immigration thing. Boy, you know, these people, a lot of them that voted against Trump and not for Biden are now going to find out why maybe they should have kept Trump. We're coming into this thing with $1.9 trillion in spending. Who's going to pay for it? Are we just printing money? Are we just going to say at some point, remember the church lady, Ed, on that show, Saturday Night Live? You remember the church lady?
Briefly.
Yeah, she was. I thought she was funny. Anyway, she was saying, "Never mind." No, it wasn't. It was another one that said, "Never mind." Mm. One of the comedians, Gilda Radner.
Okay.
Remember Gilda?
Yeah.
She had a character she played at the very end when whatever that character was saying made no sense. Never mind.
Never mind. Hey, what? The paper they print money on, it's a special paper, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you buy stock in that?
That's a good point. You know, I mean, we can make a lot of money buying stock in that paper.
The way we're going to go through paper like that, I mean, there's got to be a company that makes it.
Yeah.
It's special, I know that.
We would have to contact the U.S. Treasury and ask them where they get their paper from. It's not from it's not from the same place where you go in the grocery store and
where do you get
pick up the packets.
We'd like to start printing our own. What's going to be the difference between my money and your money?
Well, you know what? No, I think putting stock in the company that prints it, because we're going to have to print so much of it, that would be good.
I mean, if you or I printed money, what would be the difference between the Treasury money and ours? Right?
About 45 years in jail, I would say.
Well, I'm just saying, value-wise, I mean, you know.
Value-wise, you're right. We might as well, you know what? Ours would probably cost more, now that I think about it, you know? Ours would probably cost more. The fake stuff would cost more than the real stuff, because it's, anyway... We're going to talk about all of that a little later, also with Andrew and a few other people. Did you know that 1 in 3 people in L.A., the city, have the coronavirus? 1 in 3? Do you understand what that means? 1/3 of the city, since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, an estimated 1 in 3 people in Los Angeles have been infected. The 1 in 3 estimate means roughly 3 million of the county's 10 million have been infected. Don't go to L.A. I guess that's another reason to move out of California. Also, the report estimates that 1 in 115 people in L.A. County is currently infectious with the novel virus. The novel virus, the new one. Oh, boy. And then they also, I think they're trying to recall the governor of California. California's never been in worse shape than it is right now. Hey, by the way, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk about all these people in the blue states that move to the red states and bring their politics with them and turn the red states blue. Look what is happening to Georgia. North Carolina, and Florida is starting to, although Trump won Florida, did you notice how close it was? In our county, Pinellas County, Joe Biden won it. Texas is turning purple. The two of the most reliable states right now in our country, where there is such a huge influx from the north and from the Midwest, mainly from the Northeast, all these people are coming down. Why are they bringing their... The reason they left is their liberal politics. Their liberal politics raised their taxes, and now they leave, and they go to Florida and Georgia and Texas and you name it, some of the other southern states, and they bring their Northeast politics with them and start turning the state. So what does that mean? That means that all the things that they came to the state for, they're going to get rid of. Think about it. Crazy. All right. Let us take our break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about illegal immigration in the Joe Biden presidency.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop, in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Coming up this Wednesday at 4 p.m. on the Republic of Pinellas, we'll welcome Steve Hendershot, a veteran firearms instructor and community leader, to talk about our Second Amendment rights and how we'll need to fight for them. And we'll welcome congressional candidate Ana Paulina Luna to talk about events in Washington and the future of the South Pinellas congressional seat. That's the Republic of Pinellas, Wednesday at 4 p.m. on the Tantalk Network, 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on a Friday here in Tampa Bay and delighted to have Laura Reese join us. She is a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and she has penned a piece along with Mike Howell of Heritage. America may soon face unlimited illegal immigration. Unlimited illegal immigration, basically under the Joe Biden administration. Laura, welcome to Freedom Works.
Thank you, Paul, for having me.
It is our pleasure. I have to admit, though, Laura, this is very depressing to read what you have to say. Unlimited illegal immigration. This is what the Biden administration wants, and that's what we're going to get after January the 20th. I'm thinking of all the things that are going on. And one of the reasons that Donald Trump became president was about building the wall and stopping the huge influx of illegals. Do you think people voted for Joe Biden knowing that he was going to be kind of opening the southern gates?
Well, Joe Biden was pretty clear during the campaign on his aims to be much more lax with immigration and to have policies that really open the border, in effect. It's going to look a lot like the Obama administration. And you're right, that is a major reason that American voters voted for Donald Trump, because they don't want an open border. They want the border secure. Border security is national security. And it also provides economic freedom for Americans.
I mean, it's common sense that you want a border. I once had a conversation, I believe it was, with a libertarian on the show, where he was advocating for absolutely no control of the border. And I said, well, why don't we just erase on the map, just take an eraser and erase that line that separates us from Mexico? I mean, if we have no borders whatsoever, I mean, I cannot see the sense of any of this.
Every country has a right to protect its border, a sovereign right, and other countries do so, yet the U.S. seems to be the only country that's criticized for enforcing its own laws.
Exactly. And then what about all the people that patiently and honestly wait their turn? And they study up on becoming a citizen, and they go, they're so excited when they take the test, this, that, and the other thing. In the meantime, we're going to open the gates and let people just come running in completely illegally while these others have been waiting possibly years to get in?
Well, you're exactly right, and it is. It's a slap in the face to those who follow the law. And Joe Biden and the left have worked long and hard at erasing the line between legal immigration and illegal immigration and making it easier for illegal immigration. And that's the difference, frankly, between Joe Biden and Donald Trump and others, is making legal immigration better, cutting back on fraud, versus making everything about illegal immigration and more avenues for people to get here.
Right.
And your point earlier about states turning purple, this is the aim of the left, It is to flood this country with more immigrants because they think it is future votes for them.
Yeah, I think there's no question about that. Donald Trump, here in Florida, Donald Trump got a goodly portion of the Hispanic vote. Now, a lot of the Hispanics in Florida have a Cuban background. And because Donald Trump really showed his opposition to the Castro regime and its heirs, I guess you might say, in Cuba, he picked up the Cuban vote in both of the presidential elections. But I would think that any honest Hispanic person that got here legally or was born here legally, et cetera, would be repulsed by the idea that other people come pouring in like that. I mean, it just goes against our common sense. Not to mention the cost, the government cost of it.
Right, and yes, as a group, legal immigrants are one of the staunchest supporters of lawful immigration and opponents of illegal immigration.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So what are we going to do about it? We can sit here and cry, but are we going to what is for instance, in Congress, certain cases, you can filibuster this kind of stuff, right? I mean, what are the Republicans going to do? They have in the Senate, they have basically a 50-50. So a tie is broken by Kamala Harris. She is going to vote for Democrats. But you can filibuster some of this stuff before it even has the chance to get passed. Why I'm talking about this is I'm thinking about, opening up the borders as we are going to try to do in certain ways. And I mean, Biden's not going to say, okay, I want the borders completely open. He's not going to do that. How is he going to enact the allowance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Congress has not been able or willing to pass immigration legislation since going back to 1996 because it's a very divisive issue. Any immigration bill gets loaded up with, you know, a 1,000-page bill, and it dies of its own weight. And so Joe Biden, like Donald Trump, like President Obama, will resort to executive action.
Okay. Yes.
And roll back a lot of actions that President Trump took. Mm-hmm. Now, even Joe Biden has backpedaled a little bit from his campaign. During the campaign, he said he was going to roll back the Remain in Mexico program, which had directed asylum applicants to wait in Mexico for their court hearing. Which was extremely effective at stopping the caravans of illegal immigrants coming to the U.S. During his campaign, Joe Biden said he was going to stop that day one. In his transition, he has backpedaled and said, well, maybe 6 months, because he too realizes that the caravans would restart and he would own the next Southwest border crisis.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you say in your article, and by the way, if you go to the Heritage website, you can see it. With the White House and Congress under single-party leadership, it's up to the American people to frequently and loudly voice their opinion that open borders and amnesty are wrong for America. Well, you know, lots of people are doing that now. I don't know that they're listening on the left. And if indeed it's to get more Democratic voters. If you're illegal, you're not supposed to be able to vote at all. This is another thing. I wonder how many illegals voted. You know,
right? That is always a question. And it's not just illegal immigrants who can't vote. Green card holders can't vote either. Only U.S. citizens are authorized to vote in federal elections.
I wonder how many green carders and illegals did vote. I wonder if is any way to even estimate it. I mean, we can't even figure out how many illegals are in the country, right? I mean, some people, right. I've heard it's, you know, oh, we got 6 million. No, we got 12 million. No, we got about 15 million.
Yeah, it is unknown. It requires serious effort at the state level to go through their voter records and cross-reference it with immigration records. It's not an easy task. It takes political will. And there's a lot of opposition to always try to kill such efforts.
Yeah. And now we've also got the ICE, you know, our people that go after the illegals that have come into the country to deport them. We only go after the ones that have committed major crimes, typically. But you know how the Democrats feel about working with them. They don't want to work with them. And so what is
they don't.
What is that poor group going to do? I mean, it's sort of like schizophrenia here. You know, we had, for 4 years, we had Donald Trump saying, no, we're going to enforce this. Now we're going to have Biden come back and say, no, I don't think we will. You know, and here we go again with all of that nonsense.
Yeah, it's really going to hurt the morale, both at ICE and Customs and Border Protection. And if you look at the language used on Joe Biden's campaign immigration website, it treats ICE and CBP very similar to how police have been treated all throughout the country all this past year. And the language is about requiring oversight and holding them accountable and making sure they're using humanitarian treatment. Basically, law enforcement is the bad guy.
Exactly. So what Republicans can we count on to fight against this this softening on immigration?
Well, obviously, members like Congressman Jordan from Ohio. I mean,
Jim Jordan.
Representative Gates from Florida. There are...
How about Lindsey Graham? Is Lindsey Graham... Yeah, from South Carolina. Do you perceive him to be strong on enforcing immigration? He's an important voice. He's probably going to become even more important for the Republicans.
He tends to put forth large bills that include amnesty for illegal immigrants.
Okay, he does, huh? I wonder what his motivation is.
I don't know, but it's been consistent over several congresses.
Okay, so he's a little bit on the soft side, so he's not going to be a big one. But Jim Jordan, you mentioned him. I would think some Republican congressmen, senators, maybe from some of the border states, but go ahead.
Yes. Senator Cruz, we have freshman members in the House who look promising. But like I said, I'm not anticipating Congress able to get an immigration bill through because they just haven't been able to do it for decades.
Yeah. So so all in all, for the next 4 years, it sounds like, I don't know, we got a lot of problems in this country with the virus, with censorship, and now we got reopening this issue with illegal immigration. I don't know. Happy 2021. What are we going to do here? I mean, is there any hope, or should I reach for my cyanide capsule?
Well, not only do Americans need to be vocal frequently and loudly, but the states do as well. If you recall, back during Obama's administration, states like Texas and other states sued the federal government over DACA, which was the, giving benefits and work authorization to young illegal immigrants. Actions like that are going to be necessary in the Biden administration as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where states have authority, whether it's not issuing driver's license to illegal aliens or other state and local authorities that don't make it so easy for illegal immigration to occur.
And a lot of the border states, this is kind of interesting. The border states, in some cases, I mean, the Republicans in the border states who represent a lot of the businesses and maybe some of the employees who do not want an influx, especially employees do not want an influx because they jeopardize the jobs of some of those employees, right? But border states... like the Ted Cruz's and the like, who are strong on immigration from Texas. But then some of them are going, some businesses do kind of like to have those kind of employees. They can pay them less, et cetera. So there is a little bit of a schizophrenia there.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons we have such a large illegal immigration population, is there are certainly business interests that prefer to have a constant flow of cheap labor. And so you get strange bedfellows when it comes to immigration. It's not a clear Republican versus Democrat line at all.
No, it's not. Well, I guess we're just going to have to hold our breath for a little bit. Laura, it's been a real pleasure talking with you, and it's important to talk about this. I'm glad that you published this along with Mike Howell, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Laura Reese of the Heritage Foundation. All right, going to take our break. Boy, oh boy, I cannot wait to hear what the master barber is going to say, but with Biden's stimulus plan, with Republicans considering impeaching Biden, with what is going on with the inauguration coming up on the 20th, we'll talk with him right after the break.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tantalk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports!
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. Now, remember we were talking about whether or not there was any left-wingers that got into the crowd that went into the Capitol building? Well, a left-wing activist said last week he followed a pro-Trump mob into the Capitol in order to document the siege. The thing was, he left on his... And he was, recording it, but you could hear him inciting the people around him to go for it. And then he was swearing, and he was doing this, and he was actively participating.
We need to burn this thing down.
So he was charged yesterday in federal court in D.C. after being arrested by the FBI. Inside the building, he told rioters that, quote, "We got to get this S-dash-dash-dash burned."
Yeah.
"And it's our house." No. What? So there you go. We know that there was at least one of them. In the meantime, we have a congressman. Her name is Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a new Republican from Georgia. And she took to Twitter the other day to announce she will be filing articles of impeachment against Joe Biden a day after the inauguration. All right. With all that being said, let's bring
in... I second the motion.
Yeah. Let's bring in the proprietor of the barber poll, Andrew Ceresi. Andrew, would you third the motion on that one?
You know, I got my COVID shot yesterday.
Oh, come on.
I don't understand it. I woke up this morning, and I couldn't wait to watch Nancy Pelosi speaking on television. I can't wait to hear another speech from Joe Biden. I mean, I don't know what's happening to me since I've had this shot.
Very good. Very good.
I'm telling you, it's
a democratic serum. I knew there was.
I'm telling you, man, they're cleansing us.
Oh my God! So, Andrew, it's good to laugh thinking about all of the things that seem to have gone wrong here. You know,
well, it's amazing because you know what? You're not only seeing the fall of the Republican Party, you're seeing the fall of the Democrat Party too.
I think you're right.
They are going to mess up so freaking bad. They already are. Did you see that moron on television last night?
Which one? They got a lot of them.
Yeah, there was a few.
You have to be more specific.
Biden there. Oh, Biden. Joe Biden.
I stood there.
He's
what we call,
I watched that moron.
He looked like a corpse reading a teleprompter and speaking. Okay? This guy, talk about personality of a rock. He can't hold your attention. The only attention he got was from the people thinking they're going to get $2,000. That's the only attention he got.
Yeah. No, he's pretty dumb.
Let me ask you a question. Do you write a check out of your bank account when you got no money in there?
I wish I could. Unfortunately, I just watch the federal government do it, but no.
Isn't it amazing,
yeah,
Paul?
Of course
and
it
you
is.
Know what? That whole impeachment thing is falling apart. You know that was planned, and you know who planned that whole thing? I'm going to tell you who it was. It was Barack Hussein Obama behind it all.
So he's
with all his little 30,000 troops to instigate things. Okay?
He's the puppeteer.
That's who was it all. He's their fearless leader, believe me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But well,
they got proof, Paul, that this was a setup. And look at how these morons jumped to impeach Trump, okay? Paul, this is the fall of both parties. I think it's going to be a good thing. And you know what should happen? Now that there's 20,000 troops at the Capitol, they should do a military coup against the government while they got them right there.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay? Okay, well.
Get rid of all of them.
I don't think they're going to convict Trump. In fact, I don't even think they're going to do anything in the Senate at all. That's my belief. I don't think they're certainly not going to get around to it by Wednesday, right? They're not going to get around to it by Wednesday. Wednesday is the inauguration.
It's by a humbug crap just to keep talking. There's nothing going to happen, Paul. This country's in a tailspin right now. Okay, if I was China, it'd be the perfect time to hit us. Well, not until after the 20th, because Trump is still there. They don't want to do it yet.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
We've also
going on to discuss. This is definitely the fall of our government. I see it happening, and I think 2021 is going to be a great year for this. The good Republicans better plan on switching to the party, to the Patriot Party, or they're not going to get reelected. Because there are some strong Republicans, don't get me wrong.
As a matter of fact,
the Democrats are falling apart.
Matter of fact, speaking about Republicans that might not get reelected, Wyoming Congressman Liz Cheney was ripped yesterday. She's supposedly the third ranking Republican in the House of Representatives, although I never heard much from her, I must say.
What a hose bag. All she had to do was say one thing and she's got a reputation. Huh?
Yeah, right. But she's one of 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Trump on the single charge of incitement of insurrection when he said, let's go to the Capitol and peacefully demonstrate. Remember that? Anyway,
you know,
go ahead.
Paul, I'm thinking of doing the same thing some of these Republicans doing. I'm thinking I'm going to disguise myself as a Democrat. Go radical Democrat and run for office for the Democrat Party and get in there.
Yeah, that might be good.
Wouldn't that be a good one?
Yeah, it'd be sort of like the Trojan horse.
Yeah, well, that's what they did.
Yeah.
There's 10 of them right there, and you see it right in front of your face.
Yeah. So it says here that the Wyoming Republican Party, that's where she's from, there has not been a time during our tenure when we have seen this type of an outcry from our fellow Republicans with the anger and frustration being palpable in the comments we've received. In other words, her constituency in Wyoming is ready to throw her off that bucking bronco or whatever ride there.
They should.
So
they should. And you know what, Paul? You know what? You know why everybody's hoarding toilet paper?
Why?
I finally figured it out. Because once they put this other stimulus into effect, they had another, what is it, $1.4 trillion to our deficit? The toilet paper will be worth more than our money.
I think you're right.
Okay.
Ed and I were talking about whether or not we should buy stock in the company that produces all of the paper for our currency because it's going to be so much of it out there.
It's ridiculous,
yeah.
Paul. Like I say, they're going to fall on their face within 6 months.
I want you to comment because we here in Florida, we've always been kind of hopeful, or whatever the word is, that we're a red state, and that we like low taxes and we like less regulations. Of course you do, and I do. But what about all of these people that are exiting the blue states, that are coming down here, but they're bringing their political philosophy with them, and therefore they start turning states like Georgia, Florida, and Texas from a red color to kind of a purple color? What do you think?
I think you're right. But I think what we're going to have to do is like Maxine Waters said to do. We got to harass them. We got to drive them crazy. We got to embarrass them when we know who they are.
Can we talk? Right? Can we talk them out of bringing their politics with them? In other words, can we say, look, we would welcome you to come to Florida, but leave your politics at home? It's what sent you here in the first place?
What we could do is if they move here and buy property, we start them out at a very high tax rate, and we see how they react. And if we see that they assimilate with us, we can start dropping their tax rate. Otherwise, we force them to leave.
Okay. I saw a pretty good idea. I want you and Ed to comment on it. One person said, you know what we ought to do? Not allow them to be able to vote for the first 5 years of residency. When you move to Florida, for your first 5 years, you're not allowed to vote. What do you think about that?
We put them on probation. I think that's great.
I don't know if the Constitution...
Let me see. People that already live in the U.S. can't vote, but people who are here illegally can.
Yeah.
We're Democrats. Now we're Democrats.
That's the one thing we can't do. We can't stop the illegals. They can't give them 5 years because we don't know who they are, right? They get to vote, I guess. Crazy.
But this is going to be one hell of a year. I see it happening already. I'm going out and buy another case of toilet paper ready just to get my income going here.
I think that's
going to be worth its weight in gold.
I think it's going to be very entertaining. We're going to have a lot of stuff that's going to be very entertaining and funny to look at.
Biden started it last night. He was hysterical.
I did not get a chance to see him, although I know he's a cure for insomnia. How long did he stay on before he left the podium? Was it a long talk?
I shut him off after 2 minutes, to be honest.
Okay.
Looking at him.
All right.
But beside the point.
Yeah, my TV went into sleep mode in about 5 minutes.
I never thought of that. That's an easier way to put your TV, turn your TV off. Let me ask you, Andrew, the Master Barber, a question, and I want an honest answer, not a joke, if I could. Do you think Biden will survive the 4-year term?
Biden's going to survive 4-month term. But they got to keep him in office 2 years. Mm-hmm. In other words, Kamala Harris there can get 2 terms, because if they put her in before the 2 years, she's only going to get 1 term.
That's not true. She can serve 2 terms even if he drops dead the day of the inauguration.
Right. I say,
no, really?
Yes,
I thought he could do that.
No, she can
no,
serve.
We don't have to worry
she can
about
serve
that, just...
his entire 4 years if he becomes president. She could serve the entire 4 years minus the one day he dies, and then run for 2 more terms.
Did they change that in the Constitution like they're changing everything
else?
There
is nothing in the Constitution that says you have to serve 2 years as vice president or whatever before you're allowed to come for 2 more terms. No, there's no. But anyway, you don't think he's going to survive 4 years is what you're saying.
No, not even close. Okay. I don't know if he's going to drop dead or they're just going to get rid of him.
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't think 4 months.
He's considered a moderate. And he's already starting to have, if you look at some of the things he wants to do, he's already starting to have some battles with that AOC, that mm-hmm. far lefty from New York, the former bartender. Do you think there's going to be more and more of that? In other words, do you think the Democratic Party, now that it's got it's got the House, the Senate, and the White House, do you think it's going to actually tear its own self apart, Andrew?
The Democrat Party is going to fall apart, Paul, just like the Republican Party. I'm telling you, by the midterms coming up in 2022, this whole voting system is going to change. The parties are going to change. Face the facts. The Democrats don't have the power you think they got. They had the seat to get the presidency. Okay? They don't have the backing they used to. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had to cheat the way they did. That's number one. Number two, the Republican Party, they're hanging themselves, too. You're going to see 80 million strong, I'm telling you, with a new party in the midterm.
What's the chances, what is the chances, in your opinion, that Donald Trump runs again in 2024?
You know, I believe the people are going to be drafting Donald Trump before 2024 with what's going on.
Will he run as
you
a Republican?
You haven't seen nothing yet, buddy.
Will he run as a Republican?
No, and he shouldn't. I would despise the Republican Party. I'd turn them into, I'd put them in the ground just like they deserve to be. No. The hell with the Republican Party. The hell with the Democrat Party.
You don't think
we've had enough of the elephant and the jackass?
You don't think Trump would be so sick of the way he was treated that he wouldn't want to go through this again?
No. Trump has a personality like me. He would endure this just to prove how right he was with everything he said.
Mm-hmm. No, you may be very, very right. I would say the only thing I'm not sure about, I think he might run again as a Republican. Because,
well, we'll see.
Because
I don't think the Republican Party's going to have anything, Paul. They got no backing.
But because in the primaries, if he gets up there again with his personality, and he had 87 million people vote for him or whatever it was, you know.
I would not do that for the Republican Party. I would not bring them back into power. They showed what they are. They're a bunch of wimps too, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
There's a handful that are good. There's a handful of Democrats that are good. Okay? But what you got going on now, no good for this country, both parties.
Well, this is the weirdest time I've ever lived through. And I think for all of us, you know, what is going on right now. Are you going to watch the inauguration on Wednesday?
No, of course not.
No, okay.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you one question.
Sure.
Isn't it the Democrats, they don't believe in guns and they don't believe in walls, right?
A lot of them don't.
Well, what's this? They got the whole Capitol with 20,000 troops there, all armed. They got fences and razor barbed wire. What's their problem? What are they afraid of?
Well, of course. And you know that the people like Schumer and Pelosi and AOC and all of these people are surrounded by guns. They got bodyguards.
Isn't that something?
They got bodyguards up the wazoo. Well, and yet they'll tell you that, you know, guns are not what we need in this country.
I got news for you. They better keep all them people there. But you know what? I wonder how many of them would actually turn around the other way. Just
you
like
think
the New York police did with the Blasio.
Oh, yes. That would be interesting.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know, this country's at a point, Paul. I'll be honest with you. If I was in the military, I would turn my back.
The military should take a knee.
That's
hey,
right.
There you go.
It would be beautiful.
Oh, goodness.
That's right.
Hey, that's a good idea. Ed's coming up with some pretty good ideas,
hey,
I have
you
to
don't
say.
Don't underestimate what might happen. That might happen there.
All right. It is always a pleasure to talk with you, Andrew, and I look forward to Monday. Boy, oh, boy, what a week that will be. Thanks so much, buddy, and have a great weekend.
Go out and buy toilet paper. That's my advice this weekend for you, buddy.
Sounds good.
More than our money.
I think
be
you're
good.
Right. All right, buddy. The Master Barber himself. Okay, let us take our break. When we come back, we're going to do another edition of Campus Quackery. We're going to talk about an Ivy League school that wants to revoke the diplomas. Revoke the diplomas of well-known Trump supporters.
Oh, yeah, yeah!
Yeah, yeah!
Are you ready?
Yeah!
Let's have a ball at the hall tonight. Ooh, this girl to the early bright. I'll make the scene with the wrecking machine. Have a dancing party tonight. Come on, let's fly mashed potatoes too. Watch you see, girl, is the dance to do. Twist and shout till we knock ourselves out. Have a dancing party tonight.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question. Get an answer. Free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Hey, we are back. And we're going to talk a little bit before our top 10. We're going to talk a little bit about a university that is trying to revoke the diplomas of Donald Trump graduates following last year's effort to ban Trump administration officials from speaking on campus. Harvard University students are now circulating a petition calling for revoking the degrees from Trump supporters and their aides who attended the Ivy League institution. Can you believe that? How stupid. And Harvard's supposed to have intelligent students. The reason cited, according to a copy of the petition, supporters of Trump were involved in spreading disinformation and mistrust that led to last week's deadly riot at the Capitol building. Here's the petition is entitled Revoke Their Degrees. And four students from Harvard circulated it. By the way, they attend the Kennedy School of Government. God help us. They're coming from the School of Government. Mm. And they're going to go out into the mainstream with ideas like that. Can you imagine trying to go around and revoke the degrees of people whose political philosophy you don't agree with? What a world that would be. How can they be that stupid? It's obviously never going to occur. But how can they be that stupid? I don't even want to read the rest of it. But they say that the people that were, Trump supporters, all were described as violent actors who need to be held accountable for their alleged actions, the petition said. Okay, this petition began circulating on Wednesday, that's 2 days ago, and is said to be gaining traction. Oh, come on. I hope not. All right, Ed, before we get to our top 10, our beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers are back in action. They're going to be at New Orleans. Mm-hmm. The two oldest quarterbacks in the NFL will be battling each other very quickly, so I don't have to watch the game. Who's going to win?
Believe it or not, I'm picking the Bucs to win this to be a third time as a charge, and I'm not the only one. I'm looking around. Some of the sports writers and stuff are saying this Bucs team is totally different than the one from week one and week nine when they lost to the Saints.
They did. They lost rather big to the Saints in the early stage. But that was before Tom Brady kind of got an understanding
got
and control
going, yeah.
and got in the groove. Okay,
yeah.
So you think that he wins, right?
I think they pull it out. And we also want to be Los Angeles Rams fans this weekend too.
Okay,
because they're going to go to Green Bay, and should something happen where the Rams beat the Green Bay Packers and the Bucs beat the Saints, the NFC Championship game is right back here in Ray J.
Oh, okay, so that's the reason.
Yeah.
Are we afraid of the Green Bay Packers, and can we beat them if we beat the Saints?
Well, I'll tell you, we got a pretty good guy at quarterback that's played in the snow before if they have to go up there.
Yeah. I always kind of like watching it in cold weather. I don't know.
Yeah, steam coming off the breath.
Yeah, I've always kind of liked watching those games. It's kind of, I don't know what it is. It's more fun.
And the offensive line.
Of course, we're sitting in a warm.
The big fellas, they don't wear sleeves or nothing, because they like to feel refreshed.
All the offensive linemen standing there with their huge arms without any.
You figure most of the year they're sweating all the time. Now they can actually go out there in air conditioning.
Amazing, isn't it? All right, my friend, here we go with the top. This is something else you know something about because you have been a disc jockey. Billboard's top 10 best songs of 2020. Ed, I want you to be honest. When I do these, I want to know if you really know these songs.
Okay.
All right? Yeah. So here we go. Number 10. Break My Heart by Dua Lipa.
Yes, I've heard that.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it a good song?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay. Number 9. Rockstar by DaBaby Feet and Roddy Ricch.
I have not heard that.
Rockstar is the name of it. Have you ever heard of DaBaby Feet?
No.
Number 8. Mood by 24K Golden Feet and Ian Dore.
I think I've heard that, yes. I think I have. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't understand. A lot of these groups go on a 5-year cycle. They flame out, new ones come in.
Have you ever heard of 24K Golden
yes,
Feet?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, you have.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is the word F-E-A-T?
It's called featuring.
I know it's a hoodie name.
No, no. F-E-A-T is abbreviated for featuring so-and-so. Like if you had
am I misreading this?
Yeah, if you had a singer like whoever
Lady Gaga
featuring Dr. Dre.
I apologize. Okay, so I thought it was part of the name of the band.
No,
isn't that
technically it is. That song is featuring
24
so-and-so.
Golden Feet
right.
Featuring Ian
yeah,
Dore.
So the name of the band is 24 Golden Feet, and then it's also featuring so-and-so.
Thank you. All right, number 7. Dynamite by BTS.
Yes, I have heard that.
Is that a good song?
It's all right.
Okay. Number 6. Say So by Doja Cat. Have you heard that
yes.
one?
Yes.
Good? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It wouldn't
right,
be featured on your show, but go
no,
ahead.
I'm sure. Number 5. WAP. W-A-P. Cardi B. And also Megan Thee Stallion.
Hmm.
Well,
I think that one's on Lola's playlist.
All right, number 4. Adore You by Harry Styles.
I have heard that.
Good?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay. Number 3. Savage by Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce. You know Beyonce, right?
I know Beyonce. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. I'm not that out of it. But is it a good song?
I think she's going to be at Joe Biden's inauguration.
Well, everybody else is. Isn't Lady Gaga going to be there, too?
Yes, I believe so. She's
yeah. What about dusting off Madonna? I think wheel her out.
Yeah, she's still a little crazy. You know?
Oh, she's still?
Still.
Of course. Yeah. All right, number 2. The Weeknd by Blinding Lights.
Yes, actually, he's going to be the halftime feature at the Super Bowl.
Really? Here
Weeknd.
In Tampa?
Yes, Weeknd.
Oh,
the band
cool.
Weeknd. Yeah.
You like the song?
Yes, yeah, it's a good song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you think he'll play it?
Well, yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to play their top hits. And
right.
They haven't been around that long.
Are all of these groups black?
No, The Weeknd is not.
Okay. What about some of the other ones I was naming, like... Cardi B feet.
Yes,
Cardi
they are.
Feet.
Yeah, yes, yeah. They are.
How about Doja Cat?
Yes.
BTS?
Mixed.
Okay, and that's great. I'm just curious about all of that. Okay, Ed, here we go. What do you think is the number one best song of 2020 according to Billboard Magazine?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
I don't.
You've mentioned her name already. We've mentioned her name.
Oh, Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know which one, though.
Oh, come on.
I don't.
You don't know?
Nope.
Okay. Did you already roll a drum, right?
Yeah, I did.
Rain on Me.
Okay, yeah, that's a good song.
You know that
yeah.
song?
Yeah.
It's the number one song.
Yep.
And Ariana Grande was also on the song. Did you know that?
Yes, yeah.
So they got both of them on the
right.
song. Okay. All right, well, that's all I got for you today. Thank you so very much for being with us. We'll be back on Monday. Have a safe weekend. Have a happy weekend. And remember, freedom works. Together.